The previous Mishnah taught that the Korban Pesach was brought in three different groups of the Jewish people. As well as that, we learned in the previous Mishnah that the Kohanim would stand in rows, long rows, and each of the Kohanim would be holding either a silver or a gold utensil for the sake of receiving and transporting the blood of the Korban. So the Mishnah continues to describe the process which took place. Shochat Yisrael, a Yisrael would shecht the Korban Pesach. The act of slaughtering the animal, or any korban really, does not actually need to be done by a kohen. Even a Yisrael or a Levi could do the shechita. However, after the slaughtering, from the next stage in the process, from the Kabbalas Hadam, when the blood was received, from that point onwards, everything needs to be done by kohanim. As the Mishnah indeed says, v'kibbal ha-kohen, and then a kohen would receive the blood in his utensil. Noisa la-chaveira, he would give that utensil, which now has blood inside, to his friend, meaning to the next kohen along the line. V'chaveir la-chaveirai, and his friend would give it to the person next to him, and they would continue doing that across the line. U'makabalas ha-mole, and each kohen would receive a full utensil, meaning a utensil with blood inside. U'machzer sorekon, and then return an empty utensil in the opposite direction to the person who gave him the full utensil. Because if you think about it, after they would pass the blood from one person to the next, they would get to the end of the line, and then they would actually pour the blood onto the Mizbeach. And then that utensil would be empty. And so that empty utensil, the last kohen in the line, would pass it back to the person who's next to him. And that way there'd be constantly an empty utensil going in one direction, away from the Mizbeach, back to the beginning of the line, and there would be a full utensil going towards the Mizbeach, again, one kohen passing it to the person next to him. Now, it should be noted that the Mishnah makes a point of saying that one should receive the full utensil before giving back an empty utensil. And the reason for this is because of an important mitzvah known as Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. That is to say that if somebody has a mitzvah in front of him, then he should do that immediately instead of doing something else first. So over here, the mitzvah is the taking the full utensil which has blood inside, because you are basically bringing that nearer to the Mizbeach. And halacha, transporting the blood from once it's been received towards the Mizbeach, that is considered part of the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash and the Korban, and so therefore you receiving that is considered part of the service of the Korban, which is not the case when it comes to giving back the empty utensil. Although ultimately that will allow for more mitzvahs to be done, because we're giving back the empty one so that it can be filled again with blood and sent back to the Mizbeach, but that is more removed from the mitzvah than the full utensil which actually has the blood inside right now. And so because of that, each kohen should first receive and take the utensil which has blood inside, and only then should he give back the empty one. So they would continue doing this until they got to the end of the line next to the Mizbeach. Kohen HaKorbeit Salam HaMizbeach. The kohen who is the nearest to the Mizbeach, Zorkes Riko Achas, he throws the blood towards the Mizbeach in one act of throwing. Although when it comes to most korbanos, the blood is thrown on all of the corners, or two of the corners. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, it's only thrown towards one corner. All of the blood is thrown like that. Keneged HaYesoid, opposite or above the Yesoid, which was at the bottom of the Mizbeach, around part of the Mizbeach, it was not around the entire Mizbeach, but around part of the Mizbeach there was a sort of platform, which was one amma wide and one amma tall. It didn't go around the entire Mizbeach, but part of it did. And the blood needs to be thrown on the side of the Mizbeach at a point where it's above a part of the Mizbeach which has the Yesoid. So you throw it on the Mizbeach above where the Yesoid is.